Hello, Ciro.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. It's Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Zach?
I'm good. I'm good. I got your email. Glad you were able to find that title. It took you all day.
Yeah, man. It was. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I got it. I got it with me. I was going to send it to you, but I got a few questions.
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah, it was actually just a copy of it. You don't have to send the actual title, just a copy.
Oh, okay. Is it going to be like, if I send the copy to you, is it going to be like a compromise or something with the bank or not yet?
It's for collateral, basically.
Okay. A collateral, okay.
Yeah.
This is my question.
Sure.
Let me get in the truck. So you called me at the right time. I just finished untarping my load and they're about to get me unloaded, so I got time.
Okay, great, great, great.
This is you know if do I get approved? I don't know.
Yes, there is an approval there.
Okay. Listen now. So necessarily, I have to buy that truck up because you already got approval.
Yeah, well, you're approved for a specific amount. It doesn't necessarily have to be that truck, but there is
I see.
Approval there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is my point. I'm like against the wall. I don't know what to do. You know.
Yeah.
I would like to get another truck right now.
Okay.
But I kind of lose my contract with my driving. I didn't lose it, but they dropped the rate on me.
Yeah.
Know?
Okay.
And I'm just waiting to for another month or so to get the rate back because the rate right now, pretty soon they're going to start coming back again.
Does that happen often with you? Does that go month to month? Do the rates kind of fluctuate?
It's not actually a signed contract for the rate. You know,
uh-huh.
It could vary. You know, it could vary all the time.
Oh.
But it never dropped. Yeah, it never dropped that much, you know.
Gotcha.
I was able to afford, you know, certain mm-hmm. amount, and I was able to play that, you know, that game. But 2 weeks ago, they wanted me to do it for really cheap. I mean, and it's not, I'm not going to do it for that much.
Yeah, it's not worth it to you.
And also, I wanted to fix this truck. I mean, it's not like it's broke down, but I wanted to, you know, get an overhaul or a new mm-hmm. engine on this truck.
So you have two trucks going at the same time, basically, so you can double up.
Yeah, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to fix this truck, the one I'm driving right now, right?
Uh-huh.
And get it ready, you know, borrow the money from the bank, pay it off, you know, or pay uh-huh. well most of it off. And then go for the other truck. In the meantime, I get my, you know, my things straight with the freight, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I don't know if it'd be less money because less money than the truck, you know, whatever the price of the truck for the other truck right now.
Well, you know, they have you approved for, you know, that $75,950 for that one truck you initially wanted. You know, you could get something cheaper if you wanted to, but that's the dollar amount that you are approved for.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not going to buy another truck. I just want to buy a new engine for this truck. You know, that's what I want.
Okay, but
then
that other vehicle as well, right?
No, I won't until, you know, I want to hold up for probably 2-3 months until, you know, or maybe a little longer, you know, until I get straight with the freight, you know.
Okay, so you want to hold
on, I mean?
On the new truck, but you would like some working capital in the meantime so you could get an engine fixed.
Yeah, you got me. Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay. You know,
if I go for a new truck,
uh-huh.
and I don't have no way to put it to work right now, you know.
Yeah,
you
but
know
you
I mean?
Are you are you are still working though. It's just not as much.
Yeah, it's not as much. Because I don't. I got the money for the truck, but I don't have the money. Remember, we were talking about to get the truck registered, to get the driver. You know, it's money that I have to put out of my pocket. You know, it's not a.
So how much would you need to get that engine fixed and get the this truck up and running to where you want it, like it to be?
I would need anywhere from maybe $30,000 to $40,000.
$30,000 to $40,000. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
40,000. If I get 40,000, I put this truck almost brand new. <You know>?
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. But
is there a minimum amount that would get you what you needed? And you know,
minimum it'll be like 25.
25. Okay.
Yeah, 25 will be the minimum. You know, I just get the whatever is necessary, and then whatever is left is I can do it on my own, little by little. You know.
Okay. Okay. Let me talk with my manager. Let me see what we can get going here. You're just gonna be on the road today, so I can give you a call back, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I can send you the title if you want in the meantime, you know, for the collateral that you were saying, you know.
You know, if you're not going to bring on that new truck, then I don't think they're going to need any collateral because it's just going to be more of a working capital loan.
Ah, okay, I see.
So, but okay. If you were going to do the truck, then yeah, we would need the title because it's part of collateral for the vehicle itself. But, you know, you can hold it. Now, when that time comes, you have that title ready, so you won't have to spend a day looking for it.
okay. Yeah.
But let me see what we can do for you here, and I'll give you a call back as soon as I have some information for you. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
All right, sir. We'll
appreciate
talk to
that,
you.
Man. Thank you.
No problem. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.